Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. So in our week of Back to the Basics, we had talked about the sumac in our teas, tinctures, and blueberries segment. And a little bit more about the sumac. You can use it as a tea because it's full of vitamin C. You're going to harvest this in late summer and early fall. And they come in about 3 to 5 berry clusters, and they're bright red. You're going to know them because the leaves are really bright green. And then in the fall, they turn a bright red. They're so gorgeous, you'd actually want them in your own yard. You're going to harvest them on a dry day. And you're going to let the berries just infuse a couple hours a day, depending on the taste of how you want it. Just let your berries infuse in the water. Just crush a little bit lightly with your hands and then let them infuse in your water. And it all depends on your taste. Like I said in our last show and now in this show, it's very bitter. So depending on the taste is how strong you want to make your tea. The longer you infuse it and boil it down with a light simmer, the more bitter it's going to be, but then a lot more healthier kind of to boost you. Then after we do this, we're going to strain it through a coffee filter or a cheesecloth, and it's going to help just make you a nice lemonade. And you can mix your sumac with anything you want. Make it with the pink lemonade. Mix it up with some raspberry tea. Mix it with whatever you want. If we're going to make the tincture, we're going to use the berries, the leaves, the bark. And what we're going to use is, and then we're going to put it in our bottle and then fill it up with our vodka or our apple vinegar, whatever your choice may be. We're going to do that. So that's a good look at the sumac. Bush, tree, bush, whatever you'd like to call it. What about our backyard basics, right? As we've been doing these shows, let's see, number 20 through about 25, we're talking about the basics. We might go on a little farther than 25 because there's always so much to talk about. Our plants are amazing. They're healing. They're comforting. They're pain relieving. They help us sleep. They help us get rid of our anxieties. They help us get rid of rashes. And they even help with our chemical imbalances, with any emotional disorders. They help with boils, skin conditions, internal organ issues. They can help with our kidneys, liver, bladder. They help with diseases, diabetes, cancer, psoriasis. Our plants are amazing, and our traditions are amazing, but we're not really going over our traditions today. We're kind of just going over the basics of our plants, and I don't know if you caught some of our earlier shows this year, but we have our good friend Marv in the house, and he talked about a lot of some of the traditional ways that he harvests and does his personal journey with plants and healing. Because we're all different. We don't need to follow the structure of 100% of somebody else's ways. We do want to follow how many tea leaves we use or how many tincture drops we can absorb into our body. We do want to follow that. But what we don't have to follow constantly is we don't need to learn the language of a certain prayer, because the spirits talk to all of us, and they talk to all of us in our own language. And they also heal all of us with the plants. So we don't need to be too uptight about how we're doing things. As long as we're doing it properly, and as long as we're respecting the land, we're only harvesting a third, we're giving our prayers in our own words. Traditionally, we give prayers and thanks and offers of tobacco as we go into the field to harvest and as I walk out. And also, as we're working with our harvested plants, we give our thanks and our gratitude and our love for what we're creating and who we're creating it for. Because what we're harvesting is, we're harvesting it for healing. And part of that is really giving thanks to Mother Earth and to the divine, to the Great Spirit, to our ancestors for everything that we know. Now, we're going to kind of look at our backyard here. Backyard basics, because mullein grows in our backyard pretty much all over Minnesota. You can find mullein plants, excellent for bees, but they're also excellent for us. We're going to harvest mullein in the summer. We're going to use the leaves and the flowers as well as the root. We like to use it as an infusion in water. The influences it has is it's a diuretic, an antispasmatic, astringent, it's expectorant, a tonic. We can use it as teas, extracts. And so, again, so many different things that we can make out of our mullein. You know, the dried leaves, you can smoke those for lung conditions and congestion. Traditionally, our ancestors would smoke it in their healing pipes. Are also good for coughs, colds, shortness of breath. Excellent in teas, even for our children. Hemorrhages from colds, pulmonary complaints, hemorrhoids, asthma, heart conditions, kidney and bladder, venereal diseases. The flowers and the plant are really good for constipation, cough, hemorrhoids, anything that has to do with your urine, incontinence. It also helps with deafness. Maybe it's going to actually help clean out any wax that could be causing irritation in the ear, and it's going to help cleanse that out, and you're going to be able to hear a little bit better. Tinctures, 15 to 40 drops, about 4 hours apart. Now that's quite a bit because, like I say, tinctures are so strong. And it depends on how big you are, how small you are. What kind of medications are you taking? What are you taking this mullein for? Okay. But we also have 15 to 40 drops here every 4 hours. 40 drops is quite a bit. So I'm going to say cut that right back down to 15 and give that a whirl. 40 is a bit much, out of control. 1 teaspoon of leaves to 1 cup. Now that is more of like our ancestors' teachings. Sometimes our ancestors will teach us that just a little handful in a pot of water, just a small smidgen in our cup. One of my favorites is really making sure that we go and harvest all our flowers for the summer, and you can have some excellent teas in the winter. Mullein mints, great for the kidneys. You can take it 3 times a day as a tea. Mullein oil. Now again, here we go with the earwax. So 3 times a day with the drops to try to get the earwax out. You can use the leaves with vinegar and water for local applications, ulcers, tumors, acute inflammation, sciatica, malignant sores, or some throat issues. And again, we'll say it's good for inhaling if you have congestion. So all these different ways when we're kind of docking back to the basics, you know, we have our oil. We have our poultice that we're going to just apply on the top. We have our leaves. We have our tincture. And so there's so many different things that our plants do. So many different influences and how we're going to use it. What parts of the plants we're going to use. It's all so important. And so get out there and always listen to our show. But get out there and do your own investigating as well. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Giebewabenin! The content on traditional medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.